Hi. This podcast will hopefully help higher pupils organise their extended essay research. You should by now have decided which topic your essay will come from. Is it Germany, Britain, or even appeasement? You should have also have picked an essay title by now. Perhaps you've gone through the past papers to get you started. What you need to do now is make a summary diagram, which has all the factors involved in your essay question. For example, if you're doing explain why the Liberals brought in reforms, then gather all the reasons and factors which put pressure on that government to bring in reforms. Now, what you should do then is take one of those factors and put it into a title with an isolated factor. I've shown you how to do this in the classroom. So, for example, you could use the national efficiency for the Liberal reforms. How important was national efficiency as a reason for the Liberal government bringing in reforms? So, you can email me your title if you wish, and I could check it for you before we see you next week. So now you're ready to take some notes based on your wider reading, some of the books from the classroom, some of the articles and anything else you can find. Use the internet by all means, but be very careful about using Wikipedia. The best way to take notes is to have separate sheets of paper for each section of your essay. For example, a sheet of paper for your introduction, two to three or four sheets for the main section, and a sheet for the conclusion. Before you read any book, decide which factor you will try to find an answer to, and then do some focused reading and note-taking. So once you have all the knowledge and information gathered, you have to decide how important each factor is regarding your essay. So this will be your sort of argument, and your line of argument should be followed all the way through the essay. So each factor should have a sub-conclusion which explains its importance or significance. Go back over your essay and find some quotes that would reinforce some of your points you're raising, or maybe contradict some of the points that a historian's also made. So find quotes and use them wisely. Now, you could start working on your 200-word plan. You could, for example, have all the KU material on the left-hand side of your plan and the sub-conclusions and arguments on the right-hand side of your plan. Obviously, you'll have an introduction at the top and a conclusion at the bottom. So there's some help for you to get on with for just now.